This is Robert Scheinfeld. Welcome to the fourth and final segment of Chats with Fascinating People. If you somehow found your way to this segment and do not have the first three, visit robertscheinfeld.com, robertscheinfeld.com, and click on the Resources tab that you'll see at the top, and you'll be able to access the other segments as well as a text document that gives you information on how to contact all of the people that I had the chats with. I also invite you to check out my latest book, which this chat series was created as part of the launch for, Busting Loose from the Business Game, through my website or through the Busting Loose from the Business Game.com website or at Amazon or any other bookstore that you prefer. Let's go right into the fourth and final segment. Robert Scheinfeld here with a slightly different episode in the Chats with Fascinating People series. Today we're going to talk with a fascinating person that we've already talked with in this series, but our talk is not going to be about a person or the work of an individual. It's going to be about a very unique and transformational resource that is called Gayam Illumination University. So we've got Gay Hendricks on the line, who you will remember from an earlier segment of this series. So welcome, Gay.
Thank you, Robert. I'm really happy to be here talking about one of my very favorite subjects.
So why don't you tell us, and I'm learning too because I don't know much about GIU, so why don't you start out by telling everybody what it's all about?
Well, it's a long-term dream of mine, but it just now is coming into big form over the past 8 months or so. To go back and give you the very beginning of it, when I was a university professor, which was my main career for 21 years, I was a professor of counseling psychology at the University of Colorado, and my main job was training graduate students in how to do clinical psychology, how to be counselors, how to be coaches, that kind of thing. And I found being a university professor incredibly frustrating in a way because we weren't able to teach at a deep enough level in the constraints of a public university setting. And we also, you had to fit into this whole grade structure, and, they really advocated using multiple choice tests even at the graduate level. And so it seemed to me like the bureaucratic deck was stacked against real learning, against the real opportunity to learn, because people had to worry about whether they were going to get an A or a B and that kind of thing. So, and my point was that it was just totally inapplicable to the field I was trying to teach people in, counseling psychology. And so, anyway, to make a long story short, I developed this dream many years ago of eventually moving to a different kind of university, a kind of a virtual university, which only taught what people really needed to know. You know, like every year back in my University of Colorado days, I would get a new batch of graduate students, say 30 of them at the beginning of the year, and I could just tell when we went through the requirements of the program and all of the statistics classes they had to take and things like that, I could just see the light go out of some of their eyes, you know, that a person who's really deeply interested in helping people oftentimes just doesn't want to put the kind of time into, you know, learning the intricacies of statistics, nor do I think it's really useful in most situations. And so, you know, if you're going to be a research psychologist or something like that, yeah, maybe, but that's just such a tiny part of people that used to come to our courses. So I developed this idea that I wanted to create a university without walls, a university without grades, a university that only focused on the essentials. And so, After we started getting out more into the world, and especially after our books like Conscious Loving became popular and I no longer needed a job, I decided to retire or kind of quit being a university professor and focus my attention on building this new thing. And I didn't have a name for it at the time. And then one day the idea of Illumination came to me, and I started calling it Illumination University. And then later I partnered with my friends at Gayam, and it became Gaia Illumination University. And what it is really is a series of e-courses, cyber courses, on the things that people have told us they need the most transformation in, like conscious relationships, like conscious parenting, like self-esteem, like conscious weight loss. There are 11 different courses in different areas that are key to what people are really facing in their lives. And so that's kind of the starting point of what Illumination University was originally for, is to develop these e-courses, some of which are by me, and then other experts will be offering them later on, but to give people a way that they can go in the middle of the night. If they live in the middle of Mongolia, for example, and they're there in the middle of the night and they want to work on a self-esteem course, they can do that. If they're a teacher, let's say, and they want to use the curriculum as the basis of a course they're teaching their students, they can do it any time of the day, 24/7. The courses, you're not graded in any way, and you can work through them at your own pace. So it really is my dream of having information that used to be reserved, you know, like you used to have to go to an expensive workshop at Esalen or Omega or something like that to learn the very best relationship information. Now, no matter where you are in the world, you can plug into this and get it any time, day or night. And some of the most touching emails I get are from people, you know, literally who live in Siberia, or like one fellow who lives 30 miles above Denmark, someplace up there near the Arctic Circle, you know, that lives out there by himself. And he's a keen student of transformation, but his setting and his job right now doesn't allow him much travel because he's up there watching scientific equipment all of the time. But, you know, so the idea of people getting great information wherever they are in the world, that's really what Gaia Illumination University is there for. It's also a great place where folks like yourself, who are teachers, we do teleseminars with them and present teleseminars on different subjects, whatever you're passionately interested in. And I'm pleased that we've had lots and lots of great people like Neil Donald Walsh, Jack Canfield, Marianne Williamson, folks like that, that are really at their top of the game in various areas to come do teleseminars with us. So kind of a long-winded answer, but that's what Gaia Illumination University is, Robert.
Well, tell me a little bit more about what e-course means. Is it slide presentations that move? Is it videos? Is it audios? Is it all of the above? What's the experience actually like?
That's a great question. It's all of the above with a couple of other things. One of the things that is challenging about the kind of courses I teach is that, like in our live seminars, a lot of the work we do is experiential. So it's not just lecturing. For example, you might get into a small group and do a discussion of something, or you might do a body-mind exercise where you're doing something with your breathing and guided visualization, let's say. So we've needed to recreate that experiential experience on the internet in some way. And so we've done that. Yes, there are videos that go along with many of the classes. There's text, of course, and there's audio, but one thing there is are things that are linked to your body-mind experience. For example, there are breathing processes that you do while you're doing certain guided visualizations. So there are things that get into your whole body. They're not just in the intellectual, logical component of the brain, but are also designed to engage your limbic system, your emotional system, and your ability to feel things kinesthetically in your body. So a lot of them have video and audio, but what they all really have is that kind of body-mind component that makes it whole-body learning. We compare it to learning how to ride a bicycle. You know, learning how to ride a bike, you can study a picture of it from a distance or even watch a movie of it, but it's not until you get on the bike and kind of feel the balance of it kinesthetically and learn how to operate it in a way that feels good, that's when you've really achieved your learning about a bicycle. And in that same way, the hallmark of Gaia Illumination University is this whole body kind of learning.
Cool. Is there any such thing as an ideal student or an ideal profile of someone, of a student, or anything, or any kind of a trend along those lines that you're seeing?
Well, of the hundreds of students that have joined so far, I would say that the typical student is a person who is probably anywhere from 30 to 60 and has an interest in spirituality, has an interest in mind-body kinds of things, has an interest in transformation of their relationships. They're the kind of folks that you probably would find at a weekend seminar at Esalen or Omega, or who would come to one of your workshops. They're really people who have taken a big stance of openness to learning in their life. And the quality that many of them have at Illumination University, of course, is that they're self-starters. They're folks that can really kind of direct their own learning experience. They don't need somebody herding them to play from place to place or trying to motivate them or anything like that. They're genuinely keen on learning. And so it's a resource that draws a lot of people who, you know, have a real passionate interest in transformation or learning, but don't necessarily want to travel to make that happen, or they don't want to put up with all the hassles and the economics of getting to places like Esalen these days.
But in a tendency, people that have an interest in what might be called fringe, maybe too strong of a word, but alternative kinds of strategies and ideas?
Yes, exactly. And yes, it's I would call it the the leading edge rather than fringe. Fringe reminds me of a carpet that's unraveling.
And from a money perspective, do you pay by the course? Do you have a monthly something that you pay and you get access to everything? How does that work?
Yes, the way people do it is you sign up one quarter at a time. You get a 13-week quarter in which you can take any or all of the courses. Most of the courses are designed to be done over maybe a 6-week period or an 8-week period or something like that. So we have lots of industrious people who are simultaneously taking the relationships course, the manifestation course, and a conscious parenting course all at the same time. I mean, theoretically, you could take all of them at the same time if you had, you know, 28 hours in the day. But most people come in and they find one course or maybe two courses to start with, and they pay by the quarter, which is $52 a quarter. So it's basically, you know, kind of along the lines of $5 a week, something like that. $4 a week, I think it actually pencils out to be.
And they go back to a particular site and they have an account or something and they log in, and then there's all the courses that are available, and they just kind of sign up for one, and then they do it at their own pace online, or does stuff come in the email, or how does it work logistically?
Yes, it is mostly done right there on the web while you're listening to the audios and reading the text or watching the videos. So you do it right there on the web. There are some things that do come to you by email, but primarily you work through the activities and do your journaling and things like that right there on the web. At present, you simply go to Gaia Illumination University and you'll see the different courses. One of the cool things about the courses is that no matter whether you're taking one course or three courses or whatever you're taking, it will always remember exactly where you left off. So, you know, let's say you go on vacation for a week and you don't want to take your computer with you. When you come back, you'll be right exactly where you were. So it kind of remembers your last visit and what you were doing and starts you right there. So it's entirely at your own pace.
And is this something where an enormous amount of courses and content were created and put up there, and it doesn't change very much? There's a huge menu right now, or is the curriculum constantly being expanded and added to?
Yes, the curriculum is constantly being added to. I just, for example, this past Monday, I shot a 2-hour video for a brand new course. And so we're working on a brand new course now that's based on my book, The Big Leap, my latest book. And so we'll be putting up that course over the next month or two. So, yes, and also the teleseminars, once or twice a month, we feature brand new teleseminars with luminaries such as yourself who come there and talk about whatever their latest passions are.
And how long, I mean, if you, I know average pace is kind of a vague term, but you'll know what I mean, just ballpark, how long would it take a person going at an average kind of a pace to finish an average course, and how long are the teleseminars?
The teleseminars are usually around an hour. Sometimes they can be 45 minutes, sometimes an hour and 15 minutes, but I'd say on the average they're about an hour. As far as working through the courses, some of the courses are longer than others. So some of them might be 12 sessions. One of them might be 7 sessions. Another one, I think, is 14 sessions. So typically it takes about an hour to work through a session. However, we don't recommend really that people kind of gorge on them and do them quickly. What we usually recommend is doing a lesson every day or two, or maybe sometimes 3 lessons a week, something like that, so you have a little bit of digestion time between the experiences. The courses are all on, you know, fairly deep subjects like manifestation and, you know, parenting and self-esteem, so they take a little bit of digestion time. It's not like, you know, sitting down just to read a book or watch a TV show. It inspires a lot of insight in you. And so I would say typically if it's a 7-session course, a person would take about 3 weeks, maybe 21 days to go through it on the average. The longer courses like the one on the 14 sessions, I would say it's probably most people would take more than a month to do that, maybe a month and a half, something like that. So, but it's completely at their own pace.
What would you say are some of the most popular courses that you're offering?
Well, to my great surprise, actually, the manifestation course and the weight loss course are the two most popular ones. And when I put those up, I totally didn't predict that. I thought because my wife Kathleen and I are widely known in the relationships field, I thought that the relationship course would be probably the most popular one since I was associated with it. That's actually turned out to be the third most popular behind the manifestation and the conscious weight loss course that we offer. Self-esteem is also up there. Conscious parenting is one of the more popular ones. And so some of the ones that are on more esoteric subjects like shyness or public speaking or something like that may be are not some of the most popular ones at this point.
And where do they go? What's the website address again?
It's Gaia, G-A-I-A, IlluminationUniversity.com. GaiaIlluminationUniversity.com. And also, if a person can't find that one, just go to Hendricks.com, my own website, and H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S.com. And it's Gaia Illumination University is right there on the home page, a link to it.
Okay, now we're almost out of time, but before we finish up, can you tell us a little bit about who Gaia is and what they do and how they got involved with this project and such?
Yes, Gaia is a company out of Boulder, Colorado. They have a big community called Gaia Community. It's a thing kind of like would compare to maybe Facebook, but for spiritually minded people or transformation minded people. So they have a big Gaia.com community. The company Gaia, which is a combination of Gaia and I Am, is G-A-I-A-M, is a company that I bet you've probably seen their catalogs, and a lot of people get their catalogs, the beautiful catalogs that often sell things like yoga mats and balance balls and interesting furniture, meditation cushions, that kind of thing. They do a lot of catalog sales, and they do a lot of selling of those kind of products out in stores, too, like Target stores and other places. Whole Foods sells a lot of their products. So it's an environmentally friendly company that's really all about selling transformation products. And so I've known about them for years, and when I started developing Gaia Illumination University, I developed a relationship through one of my other businesses, the Spiritual Cinema Circle. I developed a relationship with the folks at Gaiam who were wanted to buy the Spiritual Cinema Circle and take over its administration, which they subsequently did. And at the same time, I also made an arrangement with them to partner with me on Illumination University so we could do it faster and put some more bells and whistles on it. So they've been a great partner, terrific group of people, and I really have appreciated their input in my life.
And does the university kind of tie into some of the bells and whistles of the community, or is it a separate system?
It's a separate system, although most of our, or many if not most of our subscribers come from the Gaia community. It's huge. You know, there's several hundred thousand people that are members of it. And so I believe the members of the Gaia community get some special discounts and things like that for doing things like Illumination University.
Cool. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to leave our listeners with about the Illumination University?
I really love the excitement of being in a community like Gaia Illumination University, where so many people are taking responsibility, being their own self teachers in a way, you know, teaching themselves what they most need to know. And so I'm delighted that we can be a resource for people all over the world that are taking on their own transformational learning program.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much once again for sharing some wonderful information with us and putting a spotlight on a very, very cool resource that I'm actually going to go check out myself in more detail. I've just kind of skimmed the site a little bit when we've talked about it before. And also, I've never actually looked at the Gaia community, so I'll check that out as well. Great.
Very good. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
Thank you. Robert Scheinfeld here with another episode of Chats with Fascinating People. And on this particular interview, unlike the others, we actually have two people on the line at the same time. We have Chad Cameron and we have Isaac Allen. These are two chaps that I've known for quite a while in a variety of different contexts. But one of the contexts that we're going to be talking about a lot in this particular interview is a movie that they're kind of putting the final touches on right now, some final edits from some expansion and shift with it, that's called The Leap. So welcome, Chad and Isaac. Why don't we start out by you telling the listeners a little bit about the movie, why you made it, what it's about, and some kind of 50-foot-up, big-picture kind of perspectives on what it is.
Absolutely. Thanks, Robert. This is Isaac. Well, you know, we made Leap as we started taking a look at the nature of reality. We started having all these experiences where we really began to question reality. Chad and I were both in a community leadership program, and we started to get to know one another, and we found we were reading several of the same books around what we call contemporary non-duality. And one of the books was your book, Robert, Busting Loose from the Money Game. So we started to take a look at what would it be like to really create a contemporary look at this, a lot of these old Eastern philosophies. So we created Leap. We looked for contemporary people such as yourself and scientists, psychologists. We pulled from a huge array and we made Leap. And Leap is a continuously evolving movie that really takes a look at the nature of reality and also how can you actually benefit from these concepts. Because thousands of years ago we were saying the world was an illusion and yeah, so what? But how is that applicable in your daily life in the 21st century? And that's what Leap takes a look at. How can you apply these concepts to live a more enjoyable, empowering life today?
Okay, and what is it? Is it a story? Is it a series of interviews with people, talking head kind of a thing? What's the kind of format of the movie?
There is a bit of talking head, and there's, you know, we pose questions to the viewers now and then, and it's actually Isaac and I are narrate the film, and, you know, we spin from topic to topic the things that,
you know, really influenced us along the way. I mean, we ask questions like, you know, is your perception just an illusion? Is your perception the illusion, or is the world actually an illusion? And then we look at that from the science perspective and from other perspectives as well. And we go over a whole array of topics, everything from, you know, the ego to suffering. I mean, what's going on? If this thing's a whole crazy illusion, you know, why do we see suffering in the world? And so basically, to answer your question, it's a narrative journey of Isaac and I from one topic to the next, you know, leading people down the road of, well, if you consider that this is all illusion, then what could your life look like? And, you know, how can you basically reclaim your life from the illusion? Because we all seem to have it that, at least I did before this whole process for me, is that there are things out there that are affecting me. And when you reverse that and you really get that there's nothing outside of you and that you are all that there really is and you're responsible for your world and everything in it, then dramatic shifts can happen in your life.
So let's say that somebody were to watch the movie, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is, what would you say would be the most significant benefit that they would receive? I realize that everybody's different and will take from it what it is that they, the kind of support they'd most want, but what is something that you hear tends to happen a lot from people just from the experience of watching a movie?
They feel free. They actually get the concept of freedom. They get the concept of all the stories in their life truly being stories. As much as it's a, you know, it's a talking head / narrative movie, what a lot of people say they walk away with is more of a direct experience of knowing. They get it in a context that they can apply in their life. They feel empowered. They feel free. And the number one thing a lot of people tell us, you know, we'll get emails weeks later, and they say, the searching is over. Their urge to seek, to read countless books, to keep looking for what their truth is over. So that's one of the most significant things. They're happy. They feel empowered. They feel free from their past, and they feel that you have more time to really, like, get out and enjoy and play in life because they're not seeking any longer.
I think one of the things, Robert, that we've run into a lot, we do a lot of Q&A after the film. We've traveled around a bunch doing that, and it's really fun. And what we find is people have heard this before. They've read books. They've, you know, the Richard Boxer are out there, and they're talking about this stuff. And people, you know, get it. Deepak Chopra, I mean, this stuff, none of it's new. I mean, it's conceivably the oldest conversation in the world. And everybody that's in this genre that's been seeking for a while, they've heard this before. But to actually put it into practice and have some practical tools and to actually see people in the film that have done various things and have these amazing lives, it really seems to shift something for them, you know, much more so than just reading a book.
Why is it that you decided to make a movie in the first place?
Well, we were inspired. We were definitely inspired. We started, you know, for me, again, I had read a lot of this Eastern philosophy, a lot of these ideas a long time ago, and then I stumbled into A Course in Miracles, and there were things about that that really worked for me. But probably 2 months after that, I picked up your book, and at the exact same time, Chad and I didn't really know each other in this program. He started reading your book. So your book was one of the biggest catalysts for making this movie because Busting Loose in the Money Game shows people how you can actually apply all of these ancient ideas in today. So we just, you know, we're average guys. We're ordinary guys in the United States. We wear jeans. You know, I have two kids. But how could you apply these things in your daily life? And things like Busting Loose showed us how we could actually apply them in our daily lives. So we wanted to make a movie. You know, ironically enough, I said, I want to make a movie that reaches the guy in Cleveland, Ohio. And next weekend, Chad and I are in Cleveland, Ohio for workshops. So
the other thing from my perspective is I'd read a bunch of stuff and watched, you know, What the Bleep was huge for me because it took the science conversation and some form of loose spiritual conversation and kind of showed you that they were the same thing. There were two sets of language for the same thing. So that's what really bridged a huge gap for me, where I always thought these things were completely separate. And then when we started doing this stuff and we thought about actually making a movie, I had come off a really small film project that I did for this community project course that we were in together, and I knew a little bit about the filmmaking process, not very much, but enough to know that it could be done, so we started down that road. And then the real thing for us was to make the movie that we would like to have seen like 2 years ago, like when we first started this journey? It would have been really helpful. Like, what would have been helpful for us? What are the things we'd like covered? And that's how we scripted it. I mean, we really treat the world as if it is an illusion, because that's how we see it now. And there is nobody out there to save or to transform or to, there's no, you know, world consciousness that we're trying to raise. Like, none of that stuff exists in our world. It's just what's fun for us and what would we have liked to have seen ourselves back in the early days.
So you guys were the screenwriters and the cameramen, and then you hired an editor and some other people to help you, or?
Yeah, we did it all, including the rough cut editing. We hired an editor to, you know, clean stuff up and put some pizzazz in there, but we really sat down, and I did the majority of the editing in about a month time window, a bunch of late nights, and it was just, I was totally inspired and driven to do it, and Isaac didn't have a whole lot of inspiration around that, and there was really never any conversation around, you know, who's going to do the editing, who's going to do the marketing on this project. It's just, when you follow your inspiration, you know, everybody's doing exactly what they're inspired to do, and the crazy thing is, in the end, it just all works out, and then everybody has fun along the way. So yeah, we did most of the editing, the rough editing, we did the script writing, we did the shooting ourselves, and what else was there to it?
Pretty much everything. We did just about everything. Well, granted, people show up to support us along the way, but it was the two of us doing 95% of everything.
Well, and just for the people listening that may not know, this is one of those, for me anyway, times in history that's just so exciting, because it used to be, I don't know how recent, but it used to be, if you wanted to make a movie, I mean, forget it. The equipment was too expensive. It was too hard to learn. There was a real barrier and a real gap. But now technology and the price of equipment and software and all these other things has changed so radically that pretty much anybody can fulfill a dream of making a movie, communicating through a movie themselves, and they can still farm out parts of it if they want. But it's such an incredible time to be alive, to be able to express yourself creatively in these kinds of ways.
Yeah, that's totally true. We're right there with you. And we did this whole movie on a home equity line of credit, and people think we're insane. We talk to people in the movie business. We've run across multiple people in the genre that have made movies, and we always like to talk to them, and we do our little movie exchange program with them, and then we have a conversation afterwards. And no one can believe that we did it for what we did it for. We did it for about $120,000, and that's including all the equipment, you know, multiple cameras, multiple computers, and Final Cut, and all that good stuff. And it's just amazing that you can actually do that now. Just to give an example, what the bleep, we know that Will Arndt spent $5 million on that, and that was 2004. I mean, things were radically different, and they spent a lot of money on special effects. But their whole cameras, I mean, he didn't own a camera. He rented cameras. I mean, back then, you didn't own this type of camera.
Why did you call it The Leap?
I think that came from the Zen saying, leap and the net will appear.
Yeah, and if you look through recorded history, everyone always talks, it shows up in almost every spiritual tradition. There is some kind of leap of faith. So the movie was originally titled Leap Beyond Illusion, and then we just shortened it to Leap.
And how can people get it?
www.leapmovie.com.
LEAPMOVIE.com.
That is correct.
So, go ahead.
We have several clips up on YouTube so people can get a taste of what it's about, and the trailer's up there. And it's a continuously evolving movie, sort of like you could say humanity is evolving if you look at it like that. Leap will always be evolving, so at whatever point someone's listening to this, there's probably a version of Leap out there with something new and interesting in it.
Yeah, we're treating it like software. You know, software, you retire an old version and you have a new version, and that's what we're doing. I came from the computer software world, and we've never seen anyone do that with a movie, and we were inspired to start down that path, and we don't know where it'll end up, but we have 15 versions. I don't know, but we're going to keep doing it as long as we're inspired.
And what else are you guys working on right now that's either related to the movie or other projects that have flown out of you guys shifting directions from your other careers into this?
Well, we've had a couple publishers approach us about a LEAP book, so we are our inspiration is building around putting a book out here soon, and we've also begun a series of LEAP Deeper DVDs that will look at specific topics like deeper into the science or deeper into the psychology of these ideas. We're also shooting several other movies. We're doing one about specifically about A Course in Miracles right now. All of this sort of falls under whether you want to call it oneness or non-duality. We find different interpretations fascinating, and we have our own, which is very similar to yours, Robert, of how we interpret it. But we also like taking a look at these other concepts like A Course in Miracles, and we're creating a DVD around that. We're creating a DVD about New Thought churches, because currently it's 2009. New Thought is a movement, unity, religious science, they're all coming together for the first time ever and being accepted into the Parliament of World Religions in Australia at the end of the year. So we're shooting a movie centering around that. We found that we're filmmakers. We love doing our workshops. You know, we're traveling almost every other weekend doing workshops and doing lectures and stuff. But we're also filmmakers, and we're just very inspired to continuously make films around, you know, what could be called the consciousness genre.
Trying to think if I have any other questions, so I'm going to have to edit this. I didn't think you were going to end there so fast.
No. Well, I can stretch it out.
Anything else that you guys want to get out before we close?
You know, the one thing we've learned along in this journey is follow your inspiration. You can call it intuition. You can call it passion. You can call it inspiration. Whatever you do, if you follow your inspiration, you will have an amazing ride in this human amusement park.
We sure have.
Now, when you've talked about the LEAP movie and LEAP Deeper and other kinds of things, is everything available at leapmovie.com, or is there another website that people should know about?
As LeapMovie, as we create products, everything will be available via leapmovie.com.
Okay. So your final parting words to folks listening would be, live with inspiration.
Live from inspiration, because it sounds insane, and sometimes it's initially hard, but if you focus on taking a look at every area of your life and asking yourself if you're living from inspiration and move deeper and deeper into a commitment to live from inspiration, amazing things happen. Amazing areas of your life transform, and it doesn't matter necessarily how it shows up in the form world, but you will have the ride of a lifetime if you live from inspiration.
One of the things we talk about in our workshops is, you know, everyone's living from one of three different areas, and one is inspiration, and we would say that that's, you know, for us, the most fun place to live. Where a lot of people fall into the trap is they live in obligation. You know, they're obligated to go to work, they've got to pay the mortgage, they've got to feed the kids, and they're really not living their passion or their inspiration. And the third place you can live is desperation. I mean, you're living from desperation, you know, if you rob banks or hijack cars or something like that. And to get out of those two old mindsets and really get that there's nothing outside of you and you can do exactly what you're inspired to do, because, you know, that's the way the game was designed, and that's all there is to do, is to expand into that place where you're doing what you're inspired to do.
Well, before we close, let me just ask, is there a specific story that you'd like to share where, had you been making this movie, let's just say 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and you hit a particular fork in the road, you would have done da-da-da-da, but this time, even if it was scary, even if it made you uncomfortable or whatever it is, there was a fork in the road and it worked differently for you, and a very interesting twist and turn of what really happens from a practical perspective of living from inspiration?
Yeah, I can talk about that from the money perspective. I mean, I've put a lot of money into this in the form of a home equity line of credit, in the form of cashing out retirement options, and all this stuff that, you know, seems, you know, in the form world, kind of a crazy thing to do. You're taking all your eggs and you're putting them in one basket and you're betting the farm on this movie. But when you really get that, you know, if that's what I'm inspired to do, and you can't do anything wrong. When you really live from that mentality or that philosophy, then you just do it, and there is zero drama around it. There's no anxiety around it. I mean, I sleep well every night. It's no problem. And sure, you know, there's been times where on the books it didn't look so good from the bookkeeper's perspective. And in the end, it always has worked out. And it's just been, you know, one thing has shown up right after the next that just keeps us going down the road, and we're able to stay on this path of following our inspiration. And I can tell you, my experience of life is so much more fun than it was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago when, you know, you thought that the money was everything. And when you get that the money's just a piece of the illusion, and that there's all that there ever is to do is what you're inspired to do, the life is so much nicer and much more fun and just generally awesome.
Yeah, and I would say another thing that's so different is we really have become unstoppable. And I couldn't even necessarily tell anyone how we did it other than you go through the process and you keep expanding and you keep expanding, you keep pushing yourself further, you keep living deeper into inspiration. And one day someone asks you a question like you're asking, Robert, and we look back and we go, well, we're really unstoppable. All those old ideas that ran through my mind when I related to the skin suit, you know, just they've fallen away. I'm limited in this way. I need to be responsible. I need to do this. I need to do that. Everything still works out. And every once in a while we get stopped, but we're either restartable or unstoppable. We don't get bogged down. We don't give up. We don't listen to reasons and justifications. We just live deeper and deeper into following our inspiration. And you could call that the expanded self in Robert Sheinfeld language. And the beauty of that is that when you live from that sense of consciousness, it's always leading you exactly where you need to go. Whether you're judging it as good or bad, life just gets easier. And if you follow it, again, you just have this amazing, amazing experience. So we had numerous challenges. We had all of our camera equipment ripped off while we had someone here filming. Someone broke into the place and stole all of our camera equipment. And we just got up in the morning. We said, huh, that happened. We called the police. They do all their fingerprinting and stuff. Then I had a friend that had the same camera. We borrowed equipment. The guy that had flown in, he hung out. We made it all happen. We didn't sit around and really bitch and complain about it, cry, woe is me. We figured out what we needed to do from being inspired, and the shoot went great.
Well, very cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing myself in the movie because there's some new footage of me that you guys took when you were out here last time that I haven't seen in the movie yet, as well as just the next version that you release. And I strongly suggest that everybody listening to this, if you feel so moved, go visit www.leapmovie.com. Check it out and consider getting a copy of the DVD. It's a wonderful and very, I call it, expansive experience. Well, thanks, guys. And you call yourself the Leap Guys now, huh?
That's it. Yep.
Cool.
We brand ourselves together. We mention our names periodically, but it's just fun. I mean, that's another thing about it, Robert. I mean, you just get, when you really grasp the concept that it's a game, why wouldn't you want the game to be fun?
That's certainly the way I look at it. And it's one of the things, you know, you guys know that from within the heart of the Busting Loose work, we don't really talk this way, but I'm saying it this way just to make a point. It makes me a little sad sometimes when I'm looking around because most people would talk up a good game about the fact that, yeah, I'd love to have more fun in life and I'd like to be happier. But if you look at what's really on their to-do lists and on their priority lists and what's really driving what they're doing in their life, fun isn't anywhere near on the map except for lip service. And when it isn't, you know, it's not going to happen. And one of the things that happens, as you know, when you start moving into this direction is that it moves onto the list and then it gets higher and higher and higher. And then you start experiencing it, not because it's on the list and you get more proactive, but just as a natural experience of expansion, it becomes more and more important. You begin to experience it more and more. And then when you get a taste of that, it just transforms everything. But it's
Absolutely.
Extraordinary how few people have it anywhere to be seen on their to-do list, just to call it that.
Yeah, and that's totally evident when you talk to people about their vacation plans. I mean, everybody likes to go on vacation, and then you ask them about, oh, yeah, I'm going to go there someday, and nobody has any kind of plan in place for, yeah, that's the vacation I'm going to take this month or this year or anything. It's always like, oh, yeah, I'll go to Hawaii at some point, right? They never really plan it. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, great.
For us, the other thing that happens is our work life, because we just enjoy it so much and it's so much fun, well, the work and the fun just overlaps, and like, honestly, we can't separate the two anymore. I mean, it sounds silly, but it's totally true. I mean, yesterday I had the opportunity to film some people that just kind of sprung in our lap at the last moment, and it was awesome. I mean, I had a great time and really felt like I had another bit of expansion there, and the stuff just happens as long as you're not attached. So this is the way it needs to go, and you just constantly show up and do what you're inspired to do. What we say happens is the fun just shows up.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you well with the next version of The Leap and all of your other projects, and I'll look forward to whatever our next point of contact is, the three of us. Thanks a lot for joining me on the call.
Thanks for having us, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
That concludes the Chats with Fascinating People series. Again, if you do not have access to the other episodes, you can get access to them at my main website, robertscheinfeld.com, robertscheinfeld.com, on the Resources tab. And I also would like to invite you one last time to take a look, if you have not already, at my latest book, Busting Loose from the Business Game, that this entire interview series was created for as part of its launch. You can check it out at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any other online or offline bookstore, at the Busting Loose from the Business Game website, or also on my website again, robertscheinfeld.com, on the online store page. Be sure to download the text document that goes along with these Chats with Fascinating People audio segments so that you can be sure to know how to access additional information on the various people that I had the chats with. Thank you very much for your time and your participation in this series, and please be sure to contact our office if there's anything else that we can do for you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.